It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Never heard anything like it.
And we're back. Darren Copeland here, fuzzless tonight. We were talking nuggets. Nuggets. I got nuggets.
Nuggets.
I got nuggets.
And I believe that they are a key free agent away from maybe being a contending team. But the trick is who do you get? Who do you get there? Do you go with a point guard? You kind of have a couple point guards that are there that are playing. I mean, you got to play Jamal Murray. You got to find out what you got in Moutier. You got to find out what you got in Gary Harris, which is a scorer. I mean, you know what you got in Jokic. You know what you got in Plumlee. You know what you got in Hernan Gomez. Other than that, I mean, you've got Fareed, but he could be tradable. So those are the people that you have to think about. So what does that leave? It leads a forward scorer. You need a forward scorer. And so Jeff gave us a call. He wants to talk Nuggets. What do you think the Nuggets need in order to get over the hump and get it back in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it with the Murray and Moutier. They're two of the same types of players, and so they have to get rid of one, make a decision. They can't wait to figure it out.
Well, the problem is that Moutier's tall, so he's sort of in the mold of a John Wall guy, and if he gets his confidence to be that slashing guy, he can be that. Plus, he's a pretty good defensive player. The problem with Jamal Murray is he's short. He's 6 foot, and Gary Harris is short. So if you put those two guys there, then you have a very short lineup that has a problem. So they would really like to see. I think they would really like to see Moutier, and then Jamal Murray and Gary Harris sort of do the three-way rotate in the guards. But Moutier has to get better.
Nowadays you look at the Celtics with Isaiah Thomas. Steph Curry's not that tall. It's really about spacing. And, you know, if you have a big guy like Jokic, you know, a guy who drives and the slasher actually is kind of duplicative. So independent of height, I think, again, you get Murray and you got to get rid of Moutier, even if he is a little bit taller, because he doesn't space the floor that well when you get your big guys down there.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. But the thing is, when you talk about Isaiah Thomas and you talk about Curry, I mean, Curry has Klay Thompson opposite him, who's 6'4". Who does most of the guarding. Where you're losing it is on defense, and though the offense for the Nuggets this last year was very good, their defense was awful. But the more important thing, I think, is I'm looking at all the free agents, and so let me go with you, Jeff. Do you think that Blake Griffin would be a good free agent signing for here?
I don't. I think, again, he's kind of duplicative. I think, you know, he's that down low player and he's just going to kind of muck up space. He doesn't really have a great perimeter game. He has a mid-range game, and, you know, Nuggets need space. They have some scorers that can spread the ball, and that's kind of what the NBA is right now. You know, spread the ball, get some scorers, and you have it, and you actually have a big guy down low that can take up some space. I think Blake Griffin is just going to kind of clog it up. So I think you mentioned Gordon Hayward. That's the guy I think
Nuggets would really like to get.
Yep.
The other guy that they could throw a boatload of money at, and you never know, is Kevin Durant.
You know, and then maybe an underrated signing might be J.J. Redick too.
I'm not a big fan of J.J. Redick only because he's gotten better, but he doesn't seem to. I think you need a starter. I think you need a starter from that shoot. For me, you do. Is where I think you need a guy, but the one guy that really kind of sticks out at me is someone like a Robert Covington type player, you know, a guy who's like 6'8", can shoot the three, really can give you those type of minutes, but can also stretch the scoring. What we really need, though, is, frankly, and I'm not saying we should go get him, but we need Carmelo Anthony. If you
That's
had
right.
Carmelo Anthony on this team last year, I think you're talking about a very dangerous team in the playoffs. But it's unfortunate that Lala wanted to be in New York.
I can't argue that. Well, hopefully that changed, obviously, with Phil Jackson. So maybe you can get him on the cheap and he can return back here. That would be wonderful.
I don't know if the fans would welcome – I would welcome Carmelo Anthony back because I thought that he always played hard here, even though he was asking for trades and this sort of thing. Other people do not feel so kindly, and that's the thing about Coloradans is they sometimes hold a grudge for a long time. So I'm not sure if he would be welcomed back by the fans, but and I'm not sure he would want to come back. I mean, he had his issues here that weren't always of his own making. I mean, I feel like he got profiled a little bit by police looking for a little bit of fame sometimes. So I don't think he'd want to come back here, but that's exactly. So find me a, you know, Jeff, here's the way I'm asking you. Find me a guy who can be Carmelo Anthony for this team. And this team goes in as like a 4 or 5 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's tough. I think everyone's kind of looking for that. But yeah, I think what position are they drafting again?
They're drafting 13, and they've been having a bunch of guys come in. Obviously they want to see as many people as possible. And, I can't even remember his name, but Arturos, I'm just going to call him Arturos because I can't say his last name all the time, but the new GM of the Nuggets, that guy has links into Europe that other people don't have. Maybe there's a guy there. There's been rumors of some, like, there's a rumor of a guy who's some 6'5 point guard who plays in Europe who might be interested in coming. That would be interesting to see. They call him the best player not playing in the NBA right now, but he doesn't play good defense. I think you need a shooter. One of the sleepers, if they decide to keep that draft pick, if the Nuggets decide to keep the draft pick and they are at 13, I think one of the guys who you can really sort of look at as a guy that the Nuggets are really targeting, who could be a steal, is there's a guy out of Wake Forest, and his name is eluding me at the moment, but he's like a 6'10 guy. He can shoot it from the outside, but he's that sort of player. He won't give you the physical inside play maybe that Carmelo could. I'm not so sure if he's an unstoppable scorer like Carmelo Anthony is, but that's the type of guy they're looking at for that three, because they're going to lose Gallinari. They're going to lose. I mean, you have Wilson Chandler as a backup, but you need to find, that's where you got to find your premier piece. That's why I go back to Gordon Hayward.
And that's the other chance. I don't know if kind of we can stomach it, but you know, Michael Porter coming out next year, he's that next kind of echelon guy of the Durant's, of the LeBron molds, maybe kind of tank it this year and try to go for that number one.
No,
potentially trade with
the Celtics.
No.
The reason why you don't tank it is you have too much talent on this team right now. There's too much talent that you can make a good trade. Philadelphia was in a position where they had bad expiring contracts. All you have with the Nuggets are great contracts. They actually need to spend money. They were forced to pick up players late in the season last year because they were under the salary cap, and because they were under the minimum salary cap, they were being forced to go either sign players or they were going to be fined for not spending enough money last year. So that's why they got Ray Hibbert, simply was to be able to do that. So they have tons of cap money right now with a very young nucleus where they need one or two big name guys, and they're going to throw a lot of people at. They really thought they had Paul George at the trade deadline. But Paul George said no, that he wouldn't re-sign with the Nuggets. Now, I think they should have made the trade for him anyway, because I think that what happens is the guys come here and they find out this is actually a pretty nice place to live. But, you know, you need to find that premier scorer, the guy who's going to be the leader on the team, because Jokic is as good as he is. He's just not vocal enough yet to be a leader on the team. So, you know, I don't know what to, you know, I feel of all the teams around, I feel very optimistic about the Nuggets. I feel very optimistic about the Broncos, but I'm always misguided about the Broncos. But I feel the most positive about the Nuggets for the upcoming season. I think they'll be much better. But, you know, hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Check us out. Tell your friends. Tell them to listen to us on Audio Boom if you can hear. You can listen to that segment, among others, Audio Boom, or just go to Mile High Sports Radio, go down to Lineup, and then go to Darren Copeland. We appreciate it. We appreciate all your listenership and all your leadership. Leadership. The leadership connection. Woo!
A ship made out of liters?
Yes. Former liters.
Like milliliters?
Milliliters. There were millions of them.
Millions.
Millions of liters.
Bazillions.
Bazilliters. Blizzes.
We'll be right back.